Good morning. This is our study, a precept Bible study, and we're studying the second part of the book of Revelation. And today we are studying on lesson 6. It's about the seals, the trumpets, and the bowls. And it'll be chapters 4 through chapter 8. So let us begin our study in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the privilege to come before you to study your word, to worship you, and to give you praise and honor. And we ask you, Father, to teach us, guide us, and direct us through your Holy Spirit, that we may learn of you, and that we may heed your word, and that we may take your word and be a light and a witness for you throughout the world, Father. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Now, as we look into this study, remember that this part two study is about the unveiling of the book of Revelation, and this part is an overview or a view of the entire book of Revelation. So we're having a lot of repetition, and it may be confusing at this time, but if you'll just hang in there and be patient and study and pray, then you will see as we come into the third part of Revelation in our study that all of this is building up a foundation for us to be able to understand each chapter and how they connect in God's Word. So today we're looking at the beginning of our study is, again, we're going to review what we have already studied because in chapter 1, this is where John saw Jesus in the midst of the churches. Chapter 2 and 3 was Jesus' message to the seven churches. Chapters 4 through 22 was about the future things to come. So these are the segments of the study of Book of Revelation. Now, in chapters 4 and 5, the focus here is all about worship in heaven before God's throne and the Lamb. So I'm just going to read parts of these different chapters. I'm reading in chapter 4 of Revelation, 1 through 4, and then we'll talk about that a little bit. Chapter 1 of Revelation 4, after these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard, like the sound of a trumpet, speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting on the throne was like a jasper stone and a sardis in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. And around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. Now, here we see in this chapter 4, that John is now been carried in his vision from earth into heaven. And these are the things that he saw when he arrived there in heaven. First of all, we see that he was in the Spirit. And as we go through our study, you're going to see several times in this book that John is in the Spirit. That's in the Holy Spirit. And here, as he looked, he saw a throne and one seated upon that throne. And of course, we know that was God himself. And the scripture gives a description of this one sitting on the throne. So we're not going to go into details here of all of this because we don't have time in order to cover all these chapters 4 through 8. So we're just taking out some of it that we can get a picture of what John is seeing. And this is a scene that's taking place in heaven. And the 5th verse says, out of the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was something like a sea of glass, like crystal. And in the center and around the throne, 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the 4th creature was like a flying eagle. Now, I don't know if you noticed as we read through these scriptures, when it came to the description, it always said like a glass, like crystal. And then it goes on to say like a flying eagle, like that of a man. So all of this is symbols, and we have to keep this in mind. And then verse 8, it says, and the 4 living creatures, each of them having 6 wings, are full of eyes, and within, around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. So, chapters 4 and 5, are about worship in heaven, and it's before God's throne and the Lamb of God, who is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now I'm going to read a few verses from chapter 5 because this is part of today's lesson, and I'm going to read chapter 5, 1 through 5, and we see here the book or the scroll with 7 seals. And verse 1 says, I, speaking of John, saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne, speaking of God, a book written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals? And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it. And then I began to weep greatly, excuse me, because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, stop weeping. Behold the Lamb that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its 7 seals. So here we see that the Lamb of God is the only one worthy to take this book, this scroll, and to open the seals. And so why then is the Lamb worthy? Because it said that he has overcome. He has conquered it all. He was slain and purchased. He was a ransom for God with his blood. Men from every tribe, people, tongue, and nation. And he made them a kingdom of priests to God. And those that also overcome will reign on the earth. And we see that he is worthy to receive power and riches and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and blessing. So now then, we want to look at chapter 6. And we're looking now at these seals, all of these seven seals. And we're just going to get an overview, just a glimpse right now of each one of these. So I'll start with the first seal. Is in chapter 6. I'll read verse 1, and we'll see that what this seal, when it's opened by the Lamb, reveals. And then I, John, when the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I, John, one of the four living creatures, saying as with a voice of thunder, "Come." I, John, looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. So, this white horse had a rider with a bow, and a crown was given, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Now, we're going to study in detail as we study each chapter. So today, remember that we're just getting an overview, a picture. So no, we're not going to discuss each rider. We're just going to read through it today and get a foundation so that when we are studying just the book of Revelation 6 and each one of these separately, then you will have a picture. Now let's go to the second seal. When he broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And another, a red horse, went out, and to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men would slay one another, and a great sword was given to him. So this sounds like what to you? He says that he was granted to take peace from the earth. So if there was no peace, then there would be war. So this rider could be a rider representing war. And then let's go on to the third seal and see what happens. And when he broke the third seal, that is the Lamb, I, John, heard the third living creature saying, "Come." I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm or damage the oil and wine." So here we're seeing in this third seal the black horse, and the rider had a pair of scales, and something like a voice came from the midst of the four living creatures, and it said a denarius was the price for a quart of wheat, and the same for 3 quarts of barley. And it also said not to harm the oil and the wine. So this is speaking of something that sounds like a time of famine. So let's see now, as we go on and see the fourth seal. And when the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come. I, John, looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beast of the earth. So this ashen horse was a pale horse, and Death was riding on it, and Hades was following, and they were given authority to kill one fourth of the earth with the sword, famine, pestilence, and beast. And these are results coming from war and famine. One-fourth of the earth's population die. So we'll see then as we go forward that each one of these horses represents something that's going to happen because of the judgment and the wrath of God that has now come upon the earth, upon the men that did not believe in his name. Now let's go to the fifth seal, and let's see how it's different from the first seal. Starting with the ninth verse, when the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also. So here we see John sees souls, and these souls are under the altar. And it's the souls of those that had been slain on earth because of their testimony of God's word. And they asked the Lord how long it was going to be before that he would avenge their blood on those that had killed them. And those that dwell on the earth, then we know that were killed are these souls that it's speaking about here in this fifth seal. Now let's go on to the sixth seal, and we see here great terror comes. And John said, I looked when he, God, broke, or this is the Lamb, he was the only one worthy, broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as a fig tree casts its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. The sky was split apart like a scroll when it's rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And then the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders and the rich and the strong and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand? In this chapter, we see that God's wrath is beginning to be poured out, and it's being poured onto those that would not believe the testimony of those that were with Christ and would not believe Jesus' testimony that he was the Son of God. And in this wrath, there was a great earthquake. The sun became black. The moon was like blood. Stars fell. The sky split. And then every island and mountain was moved out of its place. And here we see that men began to find places that they could hide from themselves. And they were just saying that they needed to be hid from the wrath of God and from the Lamb, because that great day of wrath has come. And then they knew that they were not going to be able to stand. And so that puts us now into the seventh seal. And this takes us to chapter 8. And here we see immediately after the sixth seal, it gives us the seventh seal. And I'm going to read verses 1 and 2 through 7 at this time, because this is when the trumpets, the angels come with the trumpets. But let's look at the first verse. It says in chapter 8, verse 1, when the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And then verse 3 says, another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him so that he might add to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand. And then the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and threw it on the earth. And there followed peals of thunder and sounds, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Now, verse 7 says, the first sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And the third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees was burned up, and the green grass was burned up. And then the second angel sounds, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And then the angel sounds the third trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. And then next, on the 12th verse, we see the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun, a third of the moon, a third of the stars was struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. And then I looked, and I heard an angel flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. So now we have seen here that these angels have been given the trumpets, and they begin to blow these trumpets. And we see, as we look at each one of these trumpets, what takes place. We saw that the first hail and blood was mixed, and a third of earth burned, a third of the trees, all the grass. And then the second, third, and fourth, a third of something on earth is affected. And then the four seals were somewhat similar in what we see in these trumpets. The second trumpet, there was a burning mountain, and it was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea becomes blood. A third of the sea creatures die. And a third the ships are destroyed. And the third trumpet, we see what happens. It was a star that fell, and wormwood falls. And a third of the waters became bitter, and many people died. And then in the next one, the fourth trumpet, we see that a third of the sun, moon, and stars are struck. And, of course, there is darkness on that part where they were struck. And a third of the sea becomes blood. And the heavenly lights were even affected. And the earth lost a third of its light. So, here we want to close this out looking at that 13th verse that I read. Then I, John, looked, and I heard an eagle flying in mid heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." So here we'll see this. In this verse 13, the worst judgment then is going to be ahead, because when he makes this, the angel makes this, or the eagle flying, and it cries out, "Woe, woe, woe," three times. It's speaking to great judgment that's yet to fall on those that are upon the earth. So we will close out now today. This completes our study in the overview of this part of our study in the book of Revelation. And next week we will be studying in chapters 9 through 19. It'll be another overview. Remember, we're getting a foundation. We're going through these chapters, and we're going to see as we get in deeper into our study how that these chapters and the different times of the happening, how that they are coming together. We'll see all of this as we study deeper into the next part. But today, let us close in prayer. And I just pray that you will not be discouraged, that you will realize that all of this is going to help us as we get through this overview, this study of all the chapters, that it's going to form a foundation, because we'll go back and we'll take each chapter and study it. It may be in part 3, but we will study each chapter, and all that we're studying now is a preparation for that study. So let us pray. Father, I do pray that no one will get discouraged in the study. It's a lot of study. It's very deep. Father, you gave this vision to John and had him write it down that we might be able to see that there is coming a time when Jesus will come for his church, and then the great tribulation will come, and then at the end of that tribulation, Jesus himself will come and set up his kingdom upon this earth, and all the saints that are raptured will come and rule and reign with him at that time. And just help us, Father, to know that God wants us to understand, but we have to be patient. We have to seek His Word. We have to be much in prayer. So I do pray that each of us will pray for me, that God will lead me to be able to lead these that are studying, and pray for one another that God will give us all the understanding of His Word, Father, that we may be able to share it with those that do not believe upon the Word. Just be with us and guide us through your Holy Spirit, and I ask it in the name of Jesus.